This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. We are back on the Week in Philly, and this week we got a mixed verdict in the trial of former Philadelphia police officer Mark Dial, who shot and killed Eddie Irizarry. He was acquitted of the most serious charge, but found guilty of voluntary manslaughter. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson covered this trial, and she joins us now. And Kristen, first, briefly remind us of the tragedy that led to this trial.
We actually went out and covered it. I was there at the scene. This happened August 14th of 2023. And when you were there, you just saw the car parked the wrong way, all the crime scene tape, all the police. You knew it was bad.
Officials say two 24th District cops were on patrol and noticed a small gold Corolla driving erratically. Corporal Jasmine Riley is a spokesperson with the department and says the driver was eventually stopped and police ordered him to drop a knife in his hand. But when he didn't,
one of the officers then discharged his weapon multiple times, striking the male. That officer then immediately scooped that individual to Temple, where he unfortunately was pronounced a short time later.
From body-worn camera footage and surveillance video that we saw not only in the trial, but I know some of it was actually released to the public as well. Within 6 seconds of the police officers who did not have their lights or sirens turned on, Officer Dial had shot Irizarry 6 times. Dial was charged with first-degree murder, and because of a district attorney's office mistake, first-degree murder was taken off the table, and it led us to that third-degree murder trial that we saw this week.
So could you dig in a little more to the mistake the DA made that took first-degree murder off the table?
Yeah, this happened last year. There was basically all prosecutors have to give everything that they have over to the other side. It's called discovery material, so it's all evidence. It's all videos, all interviews, all reports. Everything has to be given over to the other side, to the defense table. And in this case, they got a report late done by an expert who they hired that would discuss justified use of force. That report was never turned over to the other side, to the defense side. And so because of that, basically the judge said, either we go to trial and you don't use an expert, or we're going to push this and you have to take first degree off the table, because anytime you're charged with first degree murder, you're automatically put in jail until your trial. So at that point, Dial had been in jail for almost a year, if not a full year. And so they pulled first degree off the table.
So as someone who covered the trial, kind of what were your impressions leading up to the verdict?
Well, this was never a first-degree murder case. The district attorney actually pleads out most murders to third-degree murder. Very few face first-degree murder, and this just isn't something that you could prove was pre-planned. Even in the moment, Dial immediately tried to rescue Irizarry and take him to the hospital. And there's also this justification clause that's both federally and by state, there's a statute where it basically says that police are justified if they believe that they are in serious bodily injury or death, or somebody else's could die or be seriously injured. And so when Dial took the stand, he talked about the fact that he thought this was a gun and that he thought he was going to get shot in the face. And in this case, I guess the jury did not believe that justification clause applied.
So walk us through the whole verdict, because there were multiple counts here. And as I mentioned at the outset, it was a mixed verdict.
It was. And it's a little, I understand, confusing. But basically, there's five charges total when it comes to murder: first, second, third. And so this was a third degree. And then you can find even the two lesser charges, which is voluntary manslaughter or involuntary manslaughter. And so in this case, the jury decided that this was voluntary. His defense attorney, though, Dial's defense attorney, Brian McMonagle, spoke to us after outside the courtroom and said that he was pleased that the jury did not buy that Dial did this on purpose or had any hardness of heart or malice.
I think, you know, the jury looked at a lot of different things, and the video being the most important one. I think they believed convincingly that Mark had no malice, no ill intentions, and they focused on whether or not this happened too quick.
The other two charges that he was convicted of was possession of an instrument in a crime and reckless endangerment of another person. The prosecution said the reckless endangerment came from him pointing kind of near or by the partner, pulling his gun out. He was found not guilty of official oppression and then obviously that third degree murder charge.
What were the reactions after the verdict was read in the courtroom? And then I know everybody spoke afterwards.
Yeah, I have to say, Matt, like every time there's a verdict, no matter what it is, we all kind of get nervous, the journalists. I don't know what that is. I think it's just because it's so tense and so emotional for everybody in the room. It's been a long trial. There's a lot of emotion that goes into it. And specifically, obviously, it was super emotional for both families. I mean, Dial turned to his mother in the gallery and just began to weep. And then she began to sob in the arms of her loved ones upon hearing this. Irizarry's family was very stoic, but they were like holding on to each other. I did speak with Eddie's sister, Maria, afterwards, and she says that they just feel relief that he's been found guilty of something.
Just knowing that he's not going to be a police again is definitely give us a relief.
What is Dial facing sentencing-wise, and when will he be sentenced?
Dial will be sentenced in July, and really there's a range. I believe that the maximum is 20 years, but I don't think he's going to face even nearly that. I haven't seen a voluntary manslaughter come down with that many years in forever. So guidelines, I think, are as low as 3 years, but he's already served a year in prison, and all of that will be considered in this case.
All right. Thank you very much, Kristen. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson joining us. We have to take a quick break. More of The Week in Philly is straight ahead. The Week in Philly is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, you can get 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Contact your local Honda dealer today. Offers applicable only to well-qualified buyers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.